When GM crops were first introduced into the UK, there was a massive public backlash and a huge amount of confusion. So, is there a future for GM crops? And should we be scared of them? Professor Sir David King was the chief scientific advisor to the government and is now at the Smith School of Enterprise and the Environment at Oxford University.
GM crops are with us globally. There's something like 6 million hectares currently planted solely with GM crops. I think it's actually very difficult anywhere in the world to buy soya that isn't GM. So we're already seeing a massive penetration of GM crops around the world. An interesting follow-through from that is there is not yet one example of a human being suffering from eating GM crop products. There are real questions about the advantages of GM as they are at the moment, and we can tackle those. But if you then extrapolate forward in time, I have little doubt that if we are going to produce the crops that we need that are saline resistant, drought resistant, flood resistant, and disease resistant, and where we have sufficient flexibility to move with those crops with time, that we're not going to manage it without GM plant biotechnology. This is the most sophisticated technique that we have at the moment. Let me give you an example. Every year, a large amount of rice is lost from flooding. And the reason is actually fairly obvious. You need a lot of water in those paddy fields to sustain rice plants. So you tend to grow rice in swampy areas close to large rivers. But when the rice plant is just growing, if it's flooded for more than 3 days, it dies. That's a typical marketable rice. Now in India, back in 1995, they discovered a wild variety of rice that can sustain flooding for 3 or 4 weeks. So, very simple, you find out which genes give it the flood resistance. And the scientists did that using modern genetic marker techniques. And they've discovered precisely which genes are needed to make marketable rice flood resistant. So you can just now snip the genes from the wild rice into marketable rice, and you can generate flood resistant, nice, long grain, short grain, marketable rice. That hasn't got to the marketplace, basically because of the resistance to GM crops. Farmers don't want to grow it because they feel Western markets will be shut down to them. Certainly you won't import GM rice into Europe because it has to be labelled, and supermarkets are not prepared to put it on their shelves because they think people don't want it. That goes right back to the farmers in India and Indonesia. They won't grow it because they're afraid of losing that market, which, incredible as it may seem. Next year, flood-resistant marketable rice is going to emerge from the International Rice Research Institute in the Philippines, where they have been doing it using genetic markers but without snipping genes using the GM process, but using traditional plant breeding techniques. So farmers up to their knees and elbows in mud every year using traditional plant growing techniques, and it's taking 14 years to get it done. If you did it by GM snipping, 2 years later, it would have been in the fields. I think it's arguable that many people have suffered malnutrition and have starved as a result of not having flood-resistant, marketable rice being planted in paddy fields around the world while we wait for the traditional technique to produce exactly the same plant that we could have produced by GM technology. So what I think is, with GM technology, the developing world is going to take off and produce the food that it needs for the global burgeoning population. And we in Europe are leaving ourselves out of this really remarkable technology because we developed a lifestyle choice attitude towards it. We need to bear in mind, if I give you two tomatoes, and I say one's genetically engineered and the other is traditional, you're likely to choose the one that's traditional. But the point is, you've got the choice. If you're somebody who's suffering malnutrition, you will never turn down a GM product. That's, to me, the nature of the problem. We in the West, with our surfeit of food supplies, are making a choice that really can't be afforded on the rest of the planet. In the future, we will need to move into the development of third generation GM crop products where we benefit. We can develop crop products where we develop resistance to things like cancer. That is potentially a product that was being developed by one of our major companies that then shut down their research labs because of the resistance to GM. I'm hoping that culturally we will rethink our attitude towards GM and the potential role that it could play in feeding the global population in the future.
That's Professor Sir David King.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.